legislation would give localities around the state the authority to regulate the source of the animals that they sell from pet stores or breeders.
Now, what is a puppy mill exactly, and is a puppy mill now illegal?
Well, a puppy mill is not illegal per se. There are puppy mills all over the state. The Amish are known to be puppy mill breeders, and there are puppy mills in North Carolina. There are puppy mills all over. A lot of them are underground, so, you know, we can't go after them without a lot of enforcement action. But puppy mills are basically places where dogs are bred until they die, practically. They're kept in horrible, filthy conditions in small, cramped cages. They rarely get any kind of veterinary care. And some of them, their vertebrae are visible under their fur because of their starved conditions. And when they become sick or injured, they don't see a vet. And if they die, they're tossed out like trash. And these dogs are forced to give birth to litter after litter after litter until their little bodies give out from the stress. But the cute puppies, the offspring of these tortured dogs, are often congenitally affected by this constant inbreeding. And they often have a lot of life-threatening illnesses that the owner who buys them, seeing a beautiful little puppy in the window, will be saddled with thousands and thousands of dollars in medical bills. And often, that's not what they bargained for. They bargained for a healthy animal, and while they love them, a lot of them cannot afford to pay for their veterinary care, so they get dumped at shelters, which are overburdened as it is, and it's a vicious cycle. That's why I urge Governor Cuomo to sign my legislation to stop the puppy mill pipeline in this state.
From the terrible description you just gave us, mm-hmm. are those conditions, wouldn't they come under animal abuse prosecutions and animal abuse laws? But I guess the problem is finding these puppy mills mm-hmm. and getting into these puppy mills to see this
exactly.
abuse.
Exactly. And, you know, the state has had jurisdiction over this since about 2001 when it preempted local law and said, we're going to take care of this issue. But because localities know the conditions much better than state inspectors could ever, I think it's wise to return the authority to municipalities so they can police their own situations. And there are also not enough inspectors to take care of this problem. There are a lot of municipalities that are really waiting anxiously for this to take effect, like New York City, which the city council here passed a resolution in favor of my bill. I know Suffolk County is eager to enact its own legislation to get rid of this because it's actually localities, shelters, that end up, you know, having to handle these animals. And it's really a horrible, horrible problem. You know, this has wide support from animal groups all over the state, even outside the state, because puppy mills are a scourge throughout the United States. And it's important that we have coordinated efforts to get rid of them state by state. And, yeah, I'm very hopeful.
Is there a definite definition somewhere in the law between a legitimate breeder and a puppy mill?
Yeah, I believe there's breeders that breed up to a certain number of animals. But it's hard to define puppy mill because of those numbers. So there may be people who breed animals a couple of litters a year, and that's fine. I mean, there's people do that, and people want purebred, even though the animals that are mixed genetically are the most healthy, because they have a wide variety of genes, whereas the ones that are bred and sometimes inbred have diseases that are just endemic to certain breeds, like the bulldog and others, you know, have trouble breathing, et cetera. So the animal that is the most healthy is basically the mutt.